John 3. John 3, if you had a Bible, we've been speaking in class. We talked about Hades, what happens to the soul when the body and soul depart. James 2:26, as the body apart from the spirit is dead, even so faith apart from works is dead. We talked a little bit about life after this one, where the soul goes. Here in John 3, John is writing. He says, in John 20, 30, and 31, many other signs did Jesus in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe. So John writes his gospel in order to encourage the saints to continue to believe. And these stories that he writes are stories that are supposed to encourage faith in Christ. Here is such a story of a religious man who had been hurting. But he couldn't tell his fellow comrades because they were Pharisees, as we will see. And Pharisees were known for being very aggressive, negatively. Paul was a Pharisee. And here was Nicodemus, who was also of the Pharisees, a very strict religious sect. So John writes, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to him by night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do what you do unless God be with him. I do like this about Nicodemus. He did his homework. No one can do what you are doing unless God is with you. Are you doing your homework? He was studying the man and he studied God. I want to strongly encourage you to get back to studying your Bible. Back when I was a child, back in 1900, and none of your business, everybody talked about God. If mama was hanging out clothes on the clothesline, if dad went up to the mom and pop grocery store, discussions about God came up. People weren't afraid to talk about God. What was your sermon on Sunday? What did your preacher preach on Sunday? Okay, well, let's discuss that. And now we live in a nation where people say, you don't talk about two things, politics and religion. Had a girl tell me that once. She said, my mama told me, don't talk to nobody about politics and religion. I said, I'm sorry to hear that you are not going to heaven. She said, what? I said, Jesus said, whoever's ashamed of me before men, Matthew 10, him will also be ashamed of before my Father who is in heaven. She said, what do you want to talk about? We used to hold people accountable for things they said. God will. Amen? God will. I hold my children accountable. My wife and I hold each other accountable. Amen? I tease her a lot of times and I say, are you raising your voice at me? But we hold each other accountable. Why can't we hold our fellow man accountable? Be nice. They'll be nice. Why aren't we holding our fellow man accountable? Anybody that comes around me, I try to hold them accountable. And I've taught my kids to do that. If you were to say to my kids, Do y'all go to church? They would say, no. Church ain't something you go to. It's something you is. I try to be very thoughtful, as we're supposed to be, about the words that come out of my mouth. And my wife and I have raised our children to do the same thing. You cannot put enough butter on your tongue to make words slip out. Amen? If they come off the tongue, that's what's in the factory. That's what it's producing. And so Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Any more than this is from the devil. Nicodemus says, no one can do what you're doing unless God is with him. He was convinced of that. Notice verse 3. Jesus wasted no time. He said, unless a man is born again, means to be born from above, they cannot see the kingdom of God. So we, to the world, look foolish. Because they can't see it. Some of my black brethren ask me, how do I preach in so many white churches of Christ when all they do is sit there and blink you to death? They don't say amen. They don't say preach it. I said, that's why I preach for 2 hours. The first hour is to thaw them out. Don't be so frozen. Brother Humphrey said, people always asking why there's a polar bear in the pulpit, meaning the preacher. He said, because there's ice cubes on the pews. So somehow we need to melt some of our coldness down and be more warm toward one another. Amen? Especially these young folks. Molly, Anna, be more welcoming. I see some of these young people and they're like, man, church was sure cold this morning. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Man, somebody said if you're happy, notify your face. If you have two fingers, they'll put them there and push. Because sometimes, as we get older, we can look like we've been sucking on pickles and lemons all morning. So I like to add a little joy to my walk of faith. Jesus said to Nicodemus in verse 3, unless one is born again or from above, they can't even see the kingdom. Verse 4. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? Must he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? He is referring back to circumcision. A Jewish boy was circumcised at 8 days old. A child's blood will not clot before 8 days. So on the 8th day of birth, a Jewish boy was circumcised and was made a part of God's covenant without even knowing God. That was not going to happen anymore. That was coming to an end. That's what Jesus is trying to get across to Nicodemus. Look at verse 5. He said, unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, they cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Is he talking about baptism? John the Baptist came immersing Jewish believers for the remission of sins. John's baptism did not give the Spirit that was going to come. Acts 19, verse 1 through 5. But the problem Nicodemus had is that he was rejecting John's baptism. How many people in America, members of the Lord's body, have taken John the Baptist's ministry and thrown it out. When you say the thief on the cross didn't have to be baptized, you just threw out John's ministry. When you say anybody could be saved without John's baptism during this era, you just threw out John's ministry. Very few people talk about John. Why is he in all the Gospels if we're not supposed to talk about him? Look at Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, beginning at verse 28. Luke chapter 7, beginning at verse 28. When I found out that God wouldn't be giving out Prozac and Ritalin on Judgment Day, I understood I was supposed to learn my Bible. Amen? So I bought the whole Bible on cassette, and I listened to 20 chapters a day and followed along, and that's how I learned to read at 25 years old. Because God don't make no junk. Amen? So he does expect us to study 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show ourselves approved. Here in Luke chapter 7, Jesus is teaching. He's complimenting John, and John is complimenting Jesus. He says in verse 28, among them born of women, there is none greater than? Wow! Did he just say John was greater than Abraham? How about Moses? How about Abraham? How about King David? How about Elijah the prophet? I jumped up and started running around the house. My wife said, what are you doing? I said, I can't believe. Verse 28, Jesus said, among you born of women, there's none greater than John. But whoever is least in his kingdom is greater than John. Did he just say we are greater than John? Ah! Did you hear that? John is greater than anybody that's ever been born, and we're greater than John. Oh, man.
No, no.
Man, can you believe that? That's amazing. Did he just elevate us, the bride? Wow. Among those born of women, there is none greater than John. But whoever is least in his kingdom is greater than John. Wow. Now you see why I kiss you? Beautiful. We represent the love of God. If we can't hug and love on one another, how are we going to go out here and teach the world? So I do expect y'all to be hugging and kissing after I leave. Men. I got one waiting on you. Don't start sweating now. I see that twinkle in your eye. I see you like chocolate. He can't wait to get his. But he goes on to say, when all the people heard this, Luke 7, they justified God by doing what? By being baptized with? Luke 7, by being baptized with the baptism of John. All the people. Some of them. My Bible says all the people. And the ones who didn't, John's going to tell us. Let's keep reading. But, verse 30, but Pharisees, there they are, and lawyers rejected God's purpose for themselves by refusing to be baptized by John. You mean to reject John was to reject God? And you're telling me the thief on the cross rejected God and Jesus let him in? Don't work that way. When God establishes a way of salvation, it's universal. Who told Noah to build a boat? What happened to the people that wasn't on it? Who gave the commandments to Moses? When it's from heaven, it's universal. It's for Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. See, the Jill Miller film strip say the patriarchal Mosaic and the Christian. You can't jump from Malachi to Acts 2. We'd all been lost. They cut John out. John is supposed to be taught. Why? Because John's family had the pedigree. John's daddy was a priest. The most credible people in Jewish culture were, because they were the only ones who could offer worship to God. They lived in God's house. The high priest went into the Holy of Holies. How often? Once a year. What happened if he got zapped? Zip. You go get him? No. God was trying to teach us reverence and respect. John had the pedigree. Joseph and Mary did not. That's why John baptized Jesus. Because everything about John had God's stamp of approval on it. Whatever John was doing, the people saw him as a prophet, a spokesman on behalf of God. Turn to Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20. Well, before you get there, turn to Luke 16. Luke 16. I'll let you catch this one. It was almost 20 years before I caught Luke 16. Luke 16, 16. Again, Jesus is speaking. He says, all of the law and the prophets prophesied until John. What's that mean? I wrestled with that for 2 years. All of the law and the prophets prophesied until John. No Jew had to be baptized until Jesus came on the, until John the Baptist came on the scene. No Jew had to be baptized till John the Baptist began his ministry. Then every Jew had to be baptized without exception, even the thief. Because God don't make exceptions. Not even with Jesus. Amen? All right? We're doing good? Book, chapter, and verse. And so the law, what he's saying here is, you could find salvation in the law and in the prophets until John came. Then you had to be baptized for the remission of sins. Mark 1:4, Luke 3:3. John's baptism was for the remission of sins. Even though they were still offering animal sacrifice, God wasn't forgiving sin until they had been immersed in John's baptism. That's amazing, ain't it? I didn't know this stuff because I wasn't reading. Everybody's like, well, the preacher wasn't preaching on it. He can't preach on everything you need to learn. Amen? We got to get the studying for ourselves because there are people we can reach preachers can't reach because they think we're professionals. We're paid to argue. There are people you all can reach that I can't reach. Now Luke 20. I'm skipping a few chapters because I don't want to keep y'all here to 6 tonight. tonight. Now, if you'd like me to go through 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, we could. Luke chapter 20. Jesus was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel. And the chief priests, scribes, and elders came upon him. These are men of authority in Jewish religion. You don't do anything without their authority. And they had a question for Jesus. By what authority are you doing these things? And who is he that gave you this authority? Because they sure didn't give him any. And they were men of authority. You know, like your parents say to your children, who told you to do that? In other words, where did you get the authority? Jesus says, I will ask you a question and you answer me. What's the question now? And listen closely. John's baptism. Why does he go back there? And the question was it from heaven or from man? And they said, okay, guys, huddle up. Well, let's see here. If we shall say from heaven, he's going to say, why didn't you believe it? That's pistuo. Why didn't you trust and get baptized? They ain't going there. Because their pedigree. Boy, they can prove their lineage. They're not going to be baptized. But if we shall say from John, well, we can't say that because all the people have stoned us because they thought John was a prophet. So they came back to Jesus and they said, we don't know. Liar, liar, pants on fire. They chose to lie than admit the truth. Now that's the kind of leaders they had. Because these particular Jews, Pharisees, Sadducees, would not submit to John's baptism. John didn't go into all the world. All the Jewish world came to John 3 times a year. Y'all know what days those were? Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacle. Those were the 3 great feast days. Tabernacle, when God came and tabernacled with them in the wilderness. He came and dwelt among them. So it's called the Feast of Tabernacle. Passover. Of course, the death angel passing over with the blood on the doorpost. And Pente. Pente meaning 50 days after. Pentecost. And so John had 9 shots at the Jewish nation. 3 times a year, they're coming to Jerusalem. Amen. And there's a wild man out there by the Jordan. And the wild man's got 1 sermon he's going to preach for 3 years. How you doing, John? Repent! Well, John, we got a potluck. Repent! Well, John, you know that's a softball game. Repent! John had 1 sermon, and it was to the most religious people on the earth who didn't think they needed to repent of nothing. They were Abraham's seed. What you going to tell me to repent of? But you see, they didn't pay John. So they couldn't stop his preaching. He waited on them. When they came out of their synagogues and out of the temple, guess who's waiting? Don't get on the road out there. There's a wild guy named John. He's going to stop you. He's going to wave you down. Hold them horses. What do you need? Repent! Do you think he got on anybody's nerves? But that's a good thing. Because everybody needed to repent. Had they not listened to John, they would have lost their souls, just like the Pharisees and Sadducees did. So understand, church, just firing a preacher is not going to stop the message. If you read your Bible, the word's going to convict you. He said, was John's baptism from heaven or from man? When you say God sent John, you are saying that every Jewish person had to be immersed for remission of sins, regardless of their pedigree. And that's what some of them didn't want to accept. Because baptism, no such word as baptism, is baptizo, immersion. It was a practice the Jews came up with for a proselyte. When a Gentile was converted to Judaism, they went through an immersion, a baptism. And so the pedigree Jews, Pharisees, and Sadducees did not want to submit to something a Gentile had to do, because they were admitting that they were no better than a converted Gentile. Ouch! Isn't that crazy that God made all of us and people are going around thinking they're better than some of us? You talk about funny. It's time we stop building buildings to separate because of race. We got to get back to loving one another. And until the world sees that, these pews are going to stay empty. We got to do that on our jobs. Bruce took me out to Pitchalays. Y'all know the Pitchalays? And they got a daughter, a young daughter. And she said, Bruce, you and Willie, when you're going down the road, watch out for my boyfriend because he's coming on a four-wheeler. We said, okay. So we're going on down the road to go do some fishing, and here he come, 60 miles an hour. Dust kicking up everywhere. Woo! We just missed him. So when we went back to the house a few hours later, he was there. She said, y'all tried to run over my boyfriend. No, he tried to run over us with a four-wheeler. I said, man, come to the door. I can't believe you twisted that story. He came to the door and I said, here's your reward. He's like, what are you doing? I said, that was your punishment for speeding. That's your ticket. Do you think that's the first time a man has kissed him in a while? Should I wait to judgment day for him to receive some of the love of God? I believe my Bible says, salute one another with a holy kiss. Or have y'all tried to explain that one away too? The way the denomination is trying to explain away baptism. And I know it's talking about men because it said holy, and it better be. Amen. It better be, because I can put something on your Ajax, won't take off. Our world needs the love of God. So I kiss total strangers daily. They don't like it, but they have to suck it up because I'm not 5'5". Amen? They don't know what to do. And when I'm not wearing a necktie, nobody can guess what I do for a living. Amen? I get on airplanes and I'll start singing, amen. What are they going to do? They can't throw me off the plane. I'm not being bad. And so people ask me, they're like, where are you from? I say, heaven. Amen? And they say, what do you do for a living? I said, I eat. You stop eating, you stop living. Amen? No, they said. Like, how do you make a living? I said, the same way you do. God blesses me. And he blessed you. Oh, man, so hard to talk to you. I said, say what you mean. So the whole airplane starts guessing. A fireman. A policeman. A coach. Nobody. 2 hours of guessing. The plane's about to land. They're like, tell us what you do. I said, I'm an evangelist. They're like, no, you're not. You can't be an evangelist. I said, why? They said, you're too happy. You ain't supposed to be this happy. Isn't that crazy? That's the world's opinion. That's what they have. Their opinion about godly people. They're not happy people. That's what I saw. You'd have never got me in this building. Everybody like, won't you come to church? Nope. Won't you come to church? Nope. 23 years? Nope. Why? I said, I see the people that come out of there and they don't look happy. Don't think folks aren't watching. If you go out of here upset at the preacher because he preached too long, you don't preach long, do you? Good man. I'm a long preacher because I'm leaving in the morning. We got 8.5 billion people that's lost. Does that concern God? Then it should concern us. Sunday and Wednesday would not have kept me faithful. I was too big of a sinner. I needed to be around other saints in their homes, asking questions, learning my Bible. I was a full-time sinner. I wanted to be a full-time Christian. That's 724. I got people tired of me because when I got to the house, I wouldn't leave. They're like, well, we're going to go to bed. When you leave, lock the door behind you. I just want to be around the saints. I'm trying to learn how to be a man. Can we put Christianity on the clock? Be careful, church. People are trying to put God and Christianity on the clock. Be very careful. God will never answer to us, but we will answer to Him. A closing prayer does not close my prayer. A closing prayer does not stop my worship. That's between me and my God. And I need more than 30 or 40 minutes. There are times when I need a whole day. There's times when I need a whole week. 724. So if you're wondering why you aren't reaching your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors, it's because what you've done thus far ain't working. Do something different. Whatever that be. I started off shaking hands. It stopped working. So then I started hugging. Then it stopped working. I keep adding. Don't make me move to the hickey stage. I can't give out a hickey. But I'm trying something. Amen? What are you trying? It took me 28 years to reach my father-in-law. He was an atheist. I'm the only man that has ever kissed him in adulthood. And I'm the only man he will let kiss him at 85 years old. But I was able to immerse him into Christ. His son never hugs him or kisses him. And his son is a member. So whatever you're doing ain't working, then try something different. That's why we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They each give us a different view of Christ. Some things were done differently. Still godly, but differently. And so Luke tells us things Matthew done. Matthew tells us things Mark done. Mark tells us things John done. John tells us things the others don't. They all are showing us we can do something different if we've been born again of water and the Spirit. He says in verse 6, flesh begets flesh. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of Spirit is Spirit. If I'm born of Spirit, it should be evident that I have my Father's nature. I have no doubt that my Father would hug and kiss any man in here when they came home. Because that's what he did in Luke 15. Amen. When the prodigal came home, he hugged him and he kissed him. I'm trying to take on the nature of my Father. What if it offends people? Then they need to be offended. My children got offended for 18 years they lived in my house. And now I watch them offend their own children. Because I said so. I didn't like taking baths when I grew up. Because we didn't have no running water. So we had to go down to the creek. Little wash tub. Tote it up to the house. You heat up water. And you pour the hot water in there. Sister number one took a bath in that water. And she was only carrying about 100 ticks. More hot water. Sister number two took a bath in that water. And she had about 150 ticks. Sister number three took a bath in that water. More hot water. Sister number four, more hot water. Are you understanding why I didn't like taking baths? By the time I got to that water, there's 1 million ticks floating in that water. And I'm like, no, no, Charles 99 is in that water. Give me a switch, boy. You're going to take a bath. And, of course, I was carrying about 1,000 ticks. Some of y'all don't remember, but back in the 50s, ticks were everywhere. My mama made me take baths. And somebody said, man, something in here smells. It ain't me. I ain't had no bath. Isn't it amazing how my mama made me do something I didn't like doing, not something I relished doing. So not all of those commands are bad, Anna. Molly, not all of the stuff parents are telling you are bad for you. It's a cold world out there. I've lost 7 sisters and 2 brothers and 24 nieces and nephews. Lost them to the world. Drugs and alcohol. My mom was an alcoholic. I've never touched alcohol, never will. Didn't venture to nightclubs. That was not my style of living. I was a country boy, hunting and fishing. When someone taught me the gospel, they started talking to me on a football field. He was a quarterback. I was a receiver. He began to invite me into his home. And so I watched him, watched his wife, watched their kids. And I can remember saying, now that's the kind of family I want to have. I got to see it first. So I don't invite people to the building so the preacher can beat them up. I invite him to my home so they get to observe me first and my family. And most of them don't even know that I'm an evangelist because they can't get that out of me. But once they find out, it's too late because they already love me. Amen. And then I can teach them the gospel because now we love each other. And now my words are weighty. And so my wife and I have people in our home quite consistently. I spend a lot of one-on-one time with individuals around me because I know they're not going to see black culture in me. Yo, 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 dog. Yeah, right? You don't speak that way in my household. Whatever, that don't work, Anna. In my house, that will get you a spanking. My kid's like, why? I said, use whatever in a prayer. If you can't use it in a prayer, don't use it in a conversation with me. Because I want my children to know how to communicate to God. And so people tell me quite often, you don't act black. Well, act purple. How do you act like a color? But I know what they're saying. They can see that there's a difference. And once they see there's a difference, they're going to want to know why, how, who, where, when. There's your five W's. And that's why all of us can do evangelism. We've been born again from above of water and the Spirit. His religious hurting man, his particular religious group, didn't believe in baptism. Pharisees. And so he tried to get a preacher war going. John the Baptist and Jesus. Well, guess what? Jesus preached the same thing. Wasn't going to be no preacher war. There was no escape. Nicodemus was there with Joseph of Arimathea to take Jesus down off that wooden cross. Joseph of Arimathea was a secret disciple. So I know there had to be further discussions with Nicodemus. Don't know what happened. The Bible didn't tell us. But you and I never put off what God calls you to do. He calls us to be born again. You may have been baptized, but have you been born again? Are you catching my drift? If you become a Christian, there must be a newness about your nature. So football had to go. Professional football. Girlfriend had to go. I said, look, I can't hug you. I can't kiss you. I can't even hold your hand. She said, why? Well, I was a new Christian. I didn't know how to tell her. I said, because you're a devil and I'm a Christian. I didn't know, Grandpa, how to tell her. And she was. And she started crying. Okay. What I mean is, you're lost and I'm saved. I can't believe you're saying this to me. Okay. All right. What I'm trying to say is, you make me feel like a hyena. They're scavengers. That's why I can't touch you, because I don't want to be getting all I can get off of you before you die and lose your soul. It just kept getting worse. I hadn't lived long enough for her to believe in the change in me. And so a year later, she became a Christian. But she wanted to be boyfriend and girlfriend again. That person died that you used to know. This is a new creation. And so she left. She went back to the Mormon church. And she tells her Mormon elders, I am responsible for her being a faithful Mormon. Breaks my heart. But she wouldn't study the book. Her little sister went on a 2-year mission for the Mormons. She said, I've never seen anybody serve their God the way you serve Jesus. So she said, I'm going to quit swimming like you quit pro football, and I'm going to go on a 2-year mission. And she did. What are you inspiring people to do? Those are some of my friends that rejected the truth and went to some man-made religion. But I can tell you this, they're not going to be more devoted to Jesus than I am. And that was 45 years ago, and I'm still in touch with both of them, because there's still a chance they are above ground. And they still know what I do. They still are watching. So as long as people are above ground, we need to show folks we've been born from above. We are the spiritually alive. We are the family of God. We're the representatives of heaven itself. And so I'm supposed to impact lives. I'm not going to be in town longer than 4 days at the most. So I have to work fast. So one of the reasons I put my arms around you is I'm finding out what your relationship was like with your daddy or with your son. When you're uncomfortable in my arms, men, it tells me you got some issues with being comfortable with other brothers, other men, or your own son. If you want your children to come to God, they need to encounter the love of God in you. That there are no conditions. My son is bigger than I am. But if I walk out on a football field, wherever he is, that's all I got to do. And he's going to come running in my arms because he don't want a hickey. Because he knows I'll light him up. I never dreamt in my wildest dreams that a perfect God would want someone like me representing him. It boggles my mind. Yes, I must believe in God, but it blows my mind to know that he believes in me and he believes in you. We're it. He doesn't have a reserve. There is no second team. We're it. If we don't get it done, it doesn't get done. That's how valuable, that's how important our role is. More important than any other role in the world. Seeking to save the lost. Luke 19:10. That's what makes me learn my Bible. Because I want to know God. I want to know His will. And I want to be pleasing to Him, obeying His will. Thank you so much for your patience. Been a joy to be back in Dwajak after 22 years. I must have did a bang-up job the last time since y'all didn't have me back for 22 years. So I'll see you again in 22 years. You going to be here? In spirit. Thank y'all so much. It is our custom to sing a song. So if there's prayers that you need, let me be the first to say I need your prayers. We pray one for another. If it's a Bible study, we have men and women that are capable of studying the Bible with you. If you have a need, let it be known while we stand, while we sing.